It's time for the Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell here on our weekly podcast. And Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni, we've made it to November, a week away from Thanksgiving. And you kind of have some bad news, if you will, on the free agency front for the Red Sox.
Yeah, lots of news already out there in terms of some players moving around in Major League Baseball this early, right after the World Series finishing. And the Red Sox, they're involved as pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez ends up signing a 5-year, $77 million deal with the Tigers and 6 seasons with the Red Sox. Erod was 64-39, a 4.16 ERA with 892 strikeouts and 856 innings. Rodriguez finished 6th in the voting for the 2019 AL Cy Young Award when he had a record of 19-6. So obviously this opens up a big void in the Red Sox starting rotation. We'll have to see how they're going to fill that going forward. I think the Red Sox are kind of surprised by this signing so quickly by Rodriguez. Red Sox did offer Erod the qualifying offer of $18.4 million for next year, and they were hoping to maybe extend him beyond that, but obviously it didn't pay out.
Mm-hmm. Seems like the physical aspect for that for Rodriguez is a, I mean, for anybody signing him, there's got to be some question marks, although he certainly had some bright moments even this year for the team.
No, he certainly did, but Rodriguez, as you mentioned, he was someone that was injured a good portion of his career with the Red Sox. He wasn't the most consistent pitcher in the world, but he did step up at times, obviously, and he did well for the Red Sox in the 2018 World Series, did well in the postseason this year. We'll see how Rodriguez fares in Detroit. It's got a whole different atmosphere playing in Detroit as pitching here in Boston, and Tigers are definitely a team that's rebuilding and kind of coming up, so I don't think Erod will be seeing the playoffs anytime soon. So, I guess when the money's thrown out, you like that, and you don't want to take a chance, you just grab it and run.
For $77 million, you could find Bill Newell in Detroit. Okay, now.
And I'll be right there with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, what other Red Sox news do you have for us on the free agency front?
Well, the MLB Network reporting the Red Sox showing interest in free agent second baseman Javier Baez, a 28-year-old split time last year between the Cubs and Mets, finishing the season with 31 home runs, 87 runs batted in, and a .265 average. So that's someone, obviously, that would fill a void in the Red Sox lineup, as well as the second base, which was, kind of touch and go during the season with multiple players playing the position. That would be someone that would fill in nicely and be there all season long. But, again, they're just reports at this point, and we'll see how things go.
You mentioned last week baseball award season's, underway, if you will, and Red Sox picked up a couple of honors this week.
They certainly did. Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers was named Silver Slugger Award winners. This is the fourth Silver Slugger for Bogaerts and the first for Devers.
What other notes do you have for us?
Well, David Ortiz, if you're wondering, he's going to be appearing on the Hall of Fame ballot for the first time this year. Some sad news to report. Former Red Sox shortstop Julio Lugo passed away back on Monday at the age of 45 after suffering a heart attack. Lugo played for the team from 2007 to 2009 in 266 games, batted .251 with 10 home runs, 48 stolen bases. He hit .385 for the Sox in the 2007 World Series win over the Rockies.
Can you tell me more about this story out there that the Red Sox or the group that owns the Red Sox is interested in buying the Penguins?
Yeah, this is kind of baffling to me. I mean, as you mentioned, the Fenway Sports Group, which is headed by John Henry, in advanced talks to buy the Pittsburgh Penguins and add them to the portfolio. NHL Board of Governors makes the final call on any potential sales. To me, this aggravates me, I'll be totally honest with you. I mean, Henry can do what he wants with his money, but he's buying NASCAR teams and now a hockey team. He's got the soccer team. And to me, because I'm a big baseball fan and that's the way I roll, I would like to see Henry just put that money toward the local nine and make them a dynasty. I don't see the need for all these other entities in the sports group. But again, I'm not a business person. But, it's just attention being put in other directions when I think it should all be focused right here at Fenway Park.
You mentioned David Ortiz. Am I hearing that he's going to be on NESN Classics today?
He certainly is. It's the best of David Ortiz week. I think that coincides with the announcement that he's on the Hall of Fame ballot coming up for this year. First pitch, 3 o'clock. It's a game for September the 21st of 2006. Big Poppy hits 2 home runs, giving him 52 on the season. The Sox shut out the Twins 6-0 at Fenway. And there are 7 other former members of the Red Sox on the Hall of Fame ballot as we continue on the Hall of Fame talk. Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling, Manny Ramirez, Jonathan Papelbon, Jake Peavy, Billy Wagner, and A.J. Pierzynski. The election results will be announced on January the 25th.
And so now this is where we transition to the big Major League Baseball news of the week. And what do you have for us as far as postseason awards?
Well, we'll start off with the Silver Slugger Award winners. First base, American League, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of the Blue Jays. National League, Freddie Freeman of the Braves. Second base, American League's Marcus Semien of the Blue Jays and Ozzie Albies of the Braves over the National League. Obviously, as I mentioned, third base in the American League, it was Rafael Devers. National League, Austin Riley of the Braves. Shortstop, Xander Bogaerts, as I mentioned it once again. In the National League, Fernando Tatis of the Padres. The catchers, Salvador Perez of the Royals. In the National League, Buster Posey of the Giants. Your outfielder, Silver Slugger Award winners in the American League, Teoscar Hernandez of the Blue Jays, Cedric Mullins of the Orioles, Aaron Judge of the Yankees over the National League, Juan Soto of the Nationals, Bryce Harper of the Phillies, Nick Castellanos of the Reds, the DH, Shohei Ohtani of the Angels, and the Silver Slugger pitcher, Max Fried of the Braves. So a lot of Braves and Blue Jays in the mix in these awards this year. So hats off to those organizations. Obviously, those are tough teams to contend with.
Not to be concerned with the AARP Silver Slugger Award winners like this year, Carl Yastrzemski and Dwight Evans. So,
absolutely not.
No, not at all. All right, what other Major League Baseball news do you have for us?
I think those could have been the Silver Cane Awards. Silver Slugger. On Friday, the Giants gave manager Gabe Kapler a two-year contract extension after leading the team to a franchise record 107 wins.
Let me just point out to listeners, Andy, that that's not Gabe Kaplan, who was the 70s television star in the show Welcome Back, Cotter, that appeared on ABC TV for 4 years. I did some research, Andy.
Very nice. That's show I enjoyed watching, no doubt about it. Elsewhere, some more awards given out. Astros shortstop Carlos Correa wins the Platinum Glove Award in the American League, and Cardinals third baseman Nolan Arenado picks it up in the National League. Then on Monday, Rays outfielder Randy Arozarena won the American League Rookie of the Year Award, batting .274, 20 home runs and 20 stolen bases. Red second baseman Jonathan India took home the National League Rookie of the Year Award, batting .269 with 21 home runs and 12 stolen bases. Yankees named Luis Rojas as their new third base coach. Rojas spent the last two seasons as the manager of the Mets, so he doesn't have to even pack for this new job. Tuesday, for the second year in a row, Rays' Kevin Cash named the American League Manager of the Year, the only other manager in history to win the award in back-to-back seasons, Bobby Cox of the Braves. And Gabe Kapler back at it again. He was named the National League Manager of the Year. Also on Tuesday, Blue Jays signed pitcher Jose Barrios to a seven-year contract extension worth $131 million. Angels signed pitcher Noah Syndergaard to a one-year $21 million contract. And then last night, Blue Jays pitcher Robbie Ray won the AL Cy Young Award, going 13-7 with a 2.84 ERA, leading the majors with 248 strikeouts. Sox pitcher Nathan Eovaldi finished fourth in the Cy Young voting. Brewers pitcher Corbin Burns won the National League Cy Young Award, going 11-5, 2.43 ERA, 234 strikeouts. And in a player signing yesterday, the Astros re-signed pitcher Justin Verlander to a one-year $25 million contract. Lots of Benjamins being thrown around the last few days around Major League Baseball. None of them coming our way, Bill.
You know, that's interesting. You got Cy Young winners, Andy, with a 13-win season and an 11-win season. I mean, that's crazy, isn't it?
Well, it just shows you the state of starting pitching in baseball these days. The days of the 20-game winner are going to be few and far between. Pitchers not going as long into games as they obviously used to and years ago. I mean, you're lucky if you get five or six innings out of a pitcher, so that hurts your chances in getting wins. It is what it is at this point. Yeah, it is eye-popping to see those type of win numbers and winning a Cy Young Award. Definitely not what we used to from back in the day.
Yeah, not back in the old days. That's right. Okay, now, Andy, last week we ended with the, in fact, I think the last 2 weeks you've updated us on the collective bargaining talks. What's up there?
Yeah, nothing has really been reported as to the two sides getting even closer together. The deal expires December 1st, 11:59 p.m. The way things are looking right now, I think we're going to see a work stoppage. I think that's part of the reason why we're seeing a lot of players signing contracts before this happens. They want to get in on some money now because who knows how things are going to play out and how long players will be sidelined when this eventually, hopefully, gets resolved.
Yeah, well, that all makes sense. Hey, aside from pitching, Andy, here's my last question to you. What is the Red Sox greatest need? Let's not talk pitching right now. That would confuse things.
Oh, then I'm easily confusable. That's no doubt about it. But obviously pitching is always a need for every team at every time. But when you look at the Red Sox, I think adding another bat in the lineup with some power is key. Solidifying second base. Obviously Christian Arroyo got the the bulk of the playing time there yesterday? Is he an everyday player or more of a just platoon guy? So that way there they can solidify center field with Kiki Hernandez if they get a regular solid second baseman in the mix. And also the situation with Kyle Schwarber. I mean, he was just a great addition to the Red Sox lineup last season, and we'd like to see him come back. It made the lineup that much deeper. So if you bring back a Schwarber and you add a second baseman like a Baez, like it's rumored at this point, that really helps out the lineup and gives chance for more damage. Those are the real two spots I see that the Red Sox need to go ahead with. Figure out the first base situation. Is it going to be Schwarber? Is it Dahlback? Does the Schwarber come back as a DH, left field, first baseman as they mixed them around last year? And second base is really the only glaring hole, I think, right now, is to have an everyday guy there that you can count on for the full season.
All right, good information on Javier Baez. And on that note, Andy, we'll say byes to you.
And happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Exactly. Happy Thanksgiving, Andy. And we'll talk again soon. There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone with us here on MSONewsSports.com.